T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, and meeting him all the way back in OTAs, like, he was just, he's the man, and he knows every little thing about the offense. If I ever struggle in the huddle, he's like, yep, here it is. Like, he kind of knows the call too, so he helps me out. And that's something that I always kind of look at him in the huddle if I'm struggling or anything like that, because he's just really calm, cool and collected guy. And he makes plays when the ball's in his hands, and all of our running backs do. And I think James, definitely just being older, he knows the system, and I know that I can trust him because he's doing the right thing 99.9% of the time. So
that was Mac Jones back last September talking about James White. He said when he's struggling in the huddle, he looks to James White because he knows all the plays. Hopefully year two,
yeah,
he won't struggle in the huddle. But James White will not be there. And it's just another veteran. You know, it looks like Hightower. He's gone, yeah. Right? Like James White, just another veteran off of this team on the field.
You know what? That does kind of make me laugh a little bit, because they're, for young quarterbacks, they usually do rely on like a vet who knows the plays and is used to hearing it. Because as you're calling the play, you want to make sure you pay attention to everybody. You're really looking at one guy and you're looking for like, you know,
confirmation.
Is he? Nope.
Did I call the right play?
Nope. Okay. And you're like, yeah. No. Change that one. Emphasis. No. Go back. That's wrong.
Yeah.
It's got to be this. So, I mean, and who knows better than him?
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you're going to run the Tom Brady, even Joshua Daniels offense, he's the best person to know. And yeah. If you don't have a tight end, because I would say that would be the other position.
You bring up the Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels offense, and we know that they're in the process of changing over, trying to install a new offense.
Trying to ruin the offense.
But I also think that this is just, to me, it's like such an extreme page turn. I know it's just one player, but from the Tom Brady chapter.
Yeah.
Because who's left on that offense from Brady's era? It's really just David Andrews at this point, right?
That's it.
Who else is
there? Jacoby was there, technically.
Yeah.
Right?
But Jacoby was like, that was like the 19th
season. He was getting his feet wet. He was just catching everything. He only had like 20 catches. But Trebam, big. He was there also. No,
but you are changing.
Isn't
right?
that kind of like a stark difference, though? If you think about a couple years now, it's just you, it's not like you have an Edelman, a dependable receiver, a James White. Like, none of these guys for Mac.
No, this is a complete new build. I mean, starting scratch and very green with coaches to an offense like a New England Patriot offense. They'll find those guys, right? But even if Jacoby Myers is your slot receiver. Well, you know, your go-to guy. It's not Welker. It's not Edelman. You know, I don't know who your third down back will be, but will it be James White, Shane Vereen, Marshall Faulk? So these are just spots that when you think Patriots offense, those are two lockdown positions. And you look at this year's team, and you don't really have either one of them.
No, you don't. But I think our issues when we name these names are usually, this is a bigger picture as far as like the succession plan. They've been so good as one guy leaves, another guy replaces him. Not like in the spur of the moment. Like, he's had a year under his belt to kind of figure it out.
So maybe
he's not
really
worried about it. I mean, maybe. Maybe it's a Pierre Strong. Maybe it's J.J. Taylor. Maybe it's one of those guys that J.J. Taylor saw limited action, was active a couple times. You were like, okay, I'm intrigued by that guy. Ramondre Stevenson is like a big back with third down back capabilities, and I thought James White was a third down back with big back capabilities.
Well, last year, who was it? Last year, but the James White injury, it was Brandon Bolden.
It was Brandon Bolden.
And we sat
and
there.
And he did
like,
a fine job.
He actually got better.
He started slow as hell.
He started off, and you're like, slowest running back I've ever seen.
But then he did all right.
Yeah. No, he did. He made up for it. Yeah.
He did. He caught
the
ball.
He became better.
Bill Belichick, Mac Jones was the only one that he praised on him. Now, Bill, I'm sure, will address the James White retirement, but this was Bill last year, last August, praising James White and his leadership.
James is, gives us great leadership. If he doesn't say anything, you just watch what he does. He provides great leadership by his actions. You know, as a coaching staff, he's, one of the players that that I love to talk to. How are things going? How do you think we're doing? You know, where are we on this or where are we on that? And You know, he's very honest, and he has a good perspective. You know, it's not too high, not too low. It's kind of honest, you know, and helpful, and it helps me and, you know, prepare and I would say manage the team. And, you know, I've always done that with the players that I felt like had a good pulse on things. And he's certainly one of those guys.
You know, it's funny hearing him talking about, like, the value of James White and the leadership. And when you think about it, and you go back, you just mentioned it, like, as far as Tom Brady, you know, like, who's here from the Tom Brady offense. Like, in three years, the last 3 or 4 years, you can look at it and say, you know, other than some coaches, young coaches have been around, it's really just Bill.
You know, Scar, I guess you could say Brian Hoyer.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Scar's gone. Ivan Fears, Scar, you know, McDaniels. Like, I'm just saying, like, veterans,
Ernie
coaches.
Adams.
Ernie Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh, this is how it goes. It's not a, you don't fall off a cliff.
Different.
It's a slow bleed, right? Don't you like these types
of
teams?
You slide down the hill.
Yeah, you don't just fall off the cliff. It is a slow death. That is what legacy teams, dynasty teams, that's what they look like. They don't just go from like dominating to just, no, this guy gets hurt, he misses the season, this quarterback, this leader, this position, his contract's up, you try to replace him, he can't do it. Next thing you know, you have three veteran linebackers all leave. Great leadership, great accountability. They all leave, and now you're trying to replace them. And now you lose James White. Now I would think they would be prepared for this because he barely played at all last year.
Yeah.
He was hurt early in the season. He missed, like, you know, 90% of the year.
Sorry, hold on. The
J.J.
Taylor hype train's coming by.
Oh, is that what it is? You want to jump in?
That's the J.J. Taylor hype train coming by.
Because I feel like you're driving the J.J. Taylor hype train.
That is one silver lining. Look, I love covering James White. Fantastic Patriot. Can talk about that all day, but when I think about what this opens up in the silver lining, now that was a very crowded running back room.
Last year?
Very packed. No, even this year. It's very crowded.
Yeah.
And I think this does give the entry into J.J. Taylor, my guy.
Could I ask you a question about J.J.?
Yeah.
Why was he introduced last year as that guy?
Why wasn't he?
I mean, it had Brandon Bolden.
Too young.
And like we said, he worked. He worked. As the season went on, he was okay. He was good enough. Whatever, right? Whatever you want to call that. But you would have thought if he was ready last year, it would have been a perfect time for him. No?
They haven't really unlocked J.J. yet. Like, I thought that they would have him on returns more.
Him.
But it, the
They're
best
about
that...
To, about to release him.
The best that he's looked is when... The best that he's looked is when they look like they were trying to light a fire under Sonny Michel. And they throw J.J. out for, you know, like a play or two, and he'd pick up some significant yards, and then Sonny would look at himself like, oh, crap. Like, I gotta do
but
something.
But is that what, like you said, Christian, was that Shane Vereen, James White year for J.J. Taylor? Because you looked at it and said it's a great opportunity for him now to step up. He doesn't. Is it like the learning year for J.J. Taylor and you expect more from him this year? It's all speculation because maybe you speculate that he could be the guy this year and that's the path that everyone has taken.
I don't think they're going to release him
Or he could be released
now.
In about 2 weeks.
I don't think they're going to release him now. I don't.
Why?
Because I think he has more experience. They brought in these two running backs, which we'll get to, about who we're interested in watching tonight.
Yeah.
Since apparently none of the starters are playing, which is its own subject that we need to get to, but I think that they need him. I think that they're going to try to work him in either as a returner or in some kind of third down role.
Well, I would say
because there is no clear cut successor.
It's a great opportunity for one of these guys to kind of just take advantage of this unbelievable opportunity. Because whether or not this new system works, the back. Why would they move away from the back? I don't get it. Like, why would they move away from the back being part of the passing game? It's always – listen, even every passing, every, like, good team, regardless, is like your back being the outlet, being your safety net is ridiculously right. Opportunistic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.